Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing how Klal Yisrael are those who are Mekadesh the Moadim. How are they Mekadesh the Moadim? And the answer is, and again this is based on the Shiurim L'Zecher Avi Mori of Arav Soloveitchik Zichrono Livracha, Knesset Yisrael Aidei Kiyum Mitzvotav Kegon I Asiyat Melacha V'Chayotzei Ba Mekadeshet Et Hayom U'Ma'ala Oto L'Yom Mikra Kodesh. Yesh B'Kiyum Mitzvot HaRegel B'Chol HaTchumim Mishum Ma'aseh Kiddush V'Kviyut HaRegel. Im Ken Yesh Lomar Ki Af Kriya B'Parshiyot Hayom U'V'Inyanav Limud V'Shinun Hilchot HaRegel הלכות פסח בפסח, עצרת בעצרת וחג בחג, הם ממעשה הקביעות של המועדים. So Klal Yisrael, by keeping the Moed, they are Mekadesh the Moed. And we can say that even reading the Parshios Hayom and the Inyanei Hayom, reading those Kriyas that relate to the day, and also learning, as we discussed in the previous shiur, learning Hilchos HaRegel, Hilchos Pesach bePesach, Atzeres bAtzeres, Chag b'chag, sukkas on sukkas, that's part of the maisa kvius of the Moadin. Based on the Gzeris HaKosuv of Asher Tikruosa Mikroi Kodesh, that it's our job to make the Mikroi Kodesh, Tikru Atem, is the Gemara Darshans. So besides the Kiyum Mitzvot Talmud Torah, Berabim, that we have on Kriyas HaTorah B'Yomtiv, that we have on every Sheni V'Chamishi, there is also a pool of Kviyas Yom Tov. Talmud Torah B'Moed B'Noseh Shel Hayom Mehaveh Pu'ulat Kviyut Yom Tov. That's part of the Kviyas Yom Tov, learning that Inyan. And that's what the Mishnah says. Vaydaber Moshe et Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of being Koveh the Moed. Mitzvah says you korin kol echad bizmano, that the mitzvah of the kviyus moadim is that you should read each one in their proper time. In the mitzvah of kiddush v'kviyus moadim, we learn this halacha. Because Kriyas HaParshiyos is the Maisa that's Koveya. And that's what the Ramban tells us. That Rabbeinu Darshu Vaidaber Moshe Smoadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. That Moshe would teach them Hilchos Pesach BePesach, Hilchos Chag BeChag. In other words, there's a Chalos Kviyus B'Kriyas Parshiyos Hayom. That's the Moed. How do you make the Moed? By reading the parashas of the day and learning the halachas of the day. That mitzvahs kviyus moedim is done by the kriyas haTorah and the learning of halachas. And then he adds, Ve'onkelus gam hu nitkaven lezeh Ve'amaru malil Moshe yatzeder moedai ad Hashem Ve'alefinu nevnei Yisrael והנראה כי דעתו לרמוז שלמדם סדר המועדות בתיקוני העיבור הנמסר לו על פה בסיני ונרמז באשר תקראו אותם מקראי קודש והוא למדם על פה כל הסדר המקובל בסוד העיבור. In other words, the Seder Kviyas Moedim על פי סוד העיבור. What's the סוד העיבור? That sometimes you make it an Ibur Yor, sometimes you make it an Ibur Shana. And sometimes it's not an Ibur Shana. What's the Sod HaIbur? So, if I'm not mistaken, we once had a shir about that. Hope to discuss it again in the future. But for our purposes, the Ramban is telling us that based on Onkelos, that the Seder Kviyus, Kviyas Moadim al Pisod HaIbur, in other words, the mitzvah of Kviyas Moadim is included in this pasuk to establish the proper Yomim Tovim, to create the Yomim Tovim. that includes the proper Kriyas HaTorah. Reading those parashas, and according to this we understand why on Atzeres we don't read the parashas HaMoados of Toras Kohanim, but rather that of parashas Re'eh and say for Dvarim, Mishneh Torah. Kol HaParasha starts Perek Tesvov, Pasuk Yates, Kol HaBechor. Why do we read a different, why do we read that on Shavuos and not the parasha of Toras Kohanim and Emor of Kriyas Moados? So in one detail, Atzeres is different than Pesach and Sukkos. There's one kviya for Atzeres and Pesach. We know that Atzeres is not dependent on a date on the month, like it says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes Atzeres is in Vav Amud Beis. Sometimes it's on the 5th of Sivan, sometimes on the 6th of Sivan, and sometimes on the 7th of Sivan. Its zman is biyom ha-chamishin l'sfiris ha-omer, ve'ein yemei ha-chodesh ma'alim ve'lo moridim, nimtza, she'atzeret nikbat b'kviyut achat im chag ha-pesach. So when you're making Pesach, you're making Atzeres. And that's why it's called Atzeres. Just like the Torah calls the seventh day of Pesach Atzeres and the eighth day of Sukkot Atzeres. They don't have their own day. So there's the same name for all of them. Because they're all Talui in what happened earlier. The seventh day of Pesach is Talui in the first day of Pesach. The eighth day of Sukkot is Talui in the first day of Sukkot. The Shavuos is Talui in Pesach. So they don't have a special Kavius. And since Atzeres doesn't have a special Kavius, we don't read the Parshas HaMoados of Toras Kohanim. Because the parasha of Moados of Toras Kohanim is about being Kover the Moadim. That's how the parasha there begins. It says, Ela Moadei Hashem Mikorei Kodesh Yertikru Osam B'Moadam. That's the Kviyus HaChodesh of reading the parasha. But that's only in Toras Kohanim. And that doesn't relate to Atzeres, because Atzeres doesn't have its own Kviyus HaChodesh. It's really Kviyus HaMoed. The Moed of Atzeres is really dependent on Pesach. When we read on Pesach. And then it's a done deal. Once we read on Pesach, that's already Mekadesh the Atzeres. Once we already Kovea the Moed of Pesach, we're also Kovea the Moed of Shavuos. So we still have to understand what's Miyuchad in this parasha of Kol Bechor, in this parasha in Re'eh, that according to the Mishnah is read in Atzeres. So indeed, Atzeres is established through Pesach, and it doesn't have its own independent kviyus. However, that's true in relationship to the being koveh the chag, aval in relationship to kedushas hayom shel Atzeres, it has nothing to do with chag hamatzos. It's a regel bifnei atzmo. It's one of the shloshes regalim. It has its own separate kedusha, with its own separate mitzvahs, its own separate karbanos. So you're right, Atzeres is not established on its own, but it's sanctified on its own. And in the mitzvah of Asher Tikarosam, there are two halachas. There's Kviyas Moadim and Kiddush Moadim. There's establishing the Yontif and sanctifying the Yontif. On Rosh Chodesh itself, there are two dinim. There's establishing Rosh Chodesh and they're sanctifying Rosh Chodesh. So now we have a day that with respect to Kviyus, it's not Rosh Chodesh. However, with respect to Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, it has this Kedusha. There's no Kviyus of Rosh Chodesh on a certain day, but it has the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh on this day. And that is the 30th day of a Chodesh Me'ubar. So this day, Yirnoe Kiviyom Mekudash. It's a holy day, even though it's not Rosh Chodesh. So it doesn't have a Kviyus of Rosh Chodesh, but it has the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. So the Ramban, in his Hasagos to the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos Esei, Kuf, Nun Gimel, writes that the Kedusha is only Midirabanan. But Miloshen HaRambam, Beperek Ches, Milchus Kedusha Chodesh, Halachos Aleph Adalid, it would appear that Bizman, Kviyus, Al Pi Cheshben, the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh are a din d'oraisa. Writes the Rambam, Yom Shloshim Lola Mosim Oso Rosh Chodesh B'cheshbin Zeh, Im Haya Chodesh Avra Chaser Yeh Yom Lamed Rosh Chodesh Haba, Vim Yeh Chodesh Avra Mole Yeh Yom Shloshim Rosh Chodesh Holu Mekcasa Rosh Chodesh V'yatash Lama Chodesh HaMole Shavar V'yeh Yom Echad V'shloshim Rosh Chodesh Haba V'menu Aminyin V'hu Yom HaKviya. Az yesh shnei dvarim meforashim b'Rambam. Echad, Yom Shloshim hu Rosh Chodesh Din Torah. In other words, he compared it to Yom Shloshim of a Chodesh Chaser, where it's really Rosh Chodesh. So, even when it's not Rosh Chodesh, even when Aleph Shel HaChodesh is the next day, it's still Din Torah. And then the second day, the Rambam calls Yom HaKviya. V'yeh Yom Echad V'shloshim Rosh Chodesh Haba U'mimenu HaMinyan V'hu Yom HaKviya. So the second day he calls Yom HaKviya. In other words, Ein Anu Danim Al Kviut Rosh Chodesh. HaYom HaSheni U Yom HaKviya. And from them we count. אי אפשר לומר כי יום הראשון נקבע לראש חודש, כי אלו אז כוללו שני הפכים בנושא אחד, למד לחודש העבר, וקביעות יום שפירושו יום ראשון של החודש הבא. Can't be that it's the 30th of the previous month and the 1st of this month. So then how's it ראש חודש? So the answer is, קידוש! It's holy like ראש חודש! That's the 30th day. So you see a day here that's holy, even though it doesn't have a kvi of Rosh Chodesh, but it has a kiddush of Rosh Chodesh. And also in relationship to Yom Tov, there's a difference between kviyus and kiddush. It's known in the sheet of the Rambam that you're mekadesh l'mafreya, perek gimel, meichos kiddush haChodesh, halacha tesvav, till yudches, based in sheyoshvu kol yom shloshim lo boed nivishkimu b'neshef avruas achod, vibruas achodesh, etc. So you see there's this inyan of being Mekadesh the Chodesh Lemafreya. Or they can leave it that way. In other words, if Edom came afterwards and they weren't Mekadesh yet on time, then and Edom told them they should have been, then they could be Mekadesh Lemafreya. And if they come after Yontif, then already maybe you shouldn't change the Yontif, you shouldn't change the Rosh Chodesh, because that would mess up the Yontif. But if they came before the Yamim Tovim of Nisan and Tishrei, then you can change it, even the Mafreya. There are those who hold like that. So there's a machlokes if Eidim came, Eidei Nisan and Tishrei came after the Moadim. Some say not to change the Moadim, not to be Makadish Lechodesh Lamafreya. And others say you can. But the question then is, when Eidim came after the Moadim, according to that opinion that you can change it, how are you mevatel mafreya the Ibur Chodesh, and you start from another day? So it turns out that the Jewish people were over al Isurei Karis v'Isurei Lavim. They ate on Yom Kippur and Chametz on Pesach. And the answer is that even though we change the Kviyus HaChodesh l'nyan minyan HaChadoshim HaBoim, the Kedusha isn't pokel mafreya. The Kedusha doesn't go away. If they kept Yom Kippur or Pesach or Sukkot on a certain day, even though afterwards they changed the kviyus and they start counting from the 30th and not from the 31st, nevertheless, the kedushas hayamim of Yom Kippur, Pesach, or Sukkot didn't go away, and they remain yamim mekudashim kufi shayu b'shaitam. Okay, they're chagim shelo bezmanam. Because now that the month started on a different day, so Beis Din can change that. Because this doesn't cause the hafkof kedusha samoadim, just kviyus samoadim. In other words, also on moadim we find this phenomenon: kiddush lo kviyus. It could be holy, even though it is not kavua. In other words, as far as the days go, as far as the minyan hayamim goes, retroactively we change it, that we really kept Yom Kippur on the wrong day, on a different day. It wasn't Yud. Yud was a day earlier. But the Kedusha didn't go away. Even after they changed the Kviya, the Kedusha remained in force. And since the Kedusha remained in force, they didn't eat on Yom Kippur. So let's come back to our discussion. That even though Atzeres doesn't have its own Pe'ulas Kviyus Bifnei Atzma, nevertheless, there's Mitzvah's Kiddush Hayom. That's also included in Asher Tikro Samikrei Kodesh, or Vaydaber Moshe Smoadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. So there are two aspects. There's the Kviyah and the Kiddush. So Shavuah still has a Kiddush. And Chazal chose the Parsha in Parshas Re'eh, Kol Bechor. That's going to be the Mekadesh. Zoat Kriya Mekadeshet, and not the Parsh of Amor. And the explanation is very clear. Because in Parshas Amor, Atzeres isn't Chag Bifnei Atzma, like one of the Shloshes Regalim. There, Shavuos is not mentioned at all. And the Pasuk only talks about Yom Chamishim Shu Mikra Kodesh, and Malachas Asurabo. As the pasuk says, "Ukaratem be'etzam hayom hazeh mikra kodesh yelechem kol melachat avoda lo ta'asu." So the connection is to the Yom Havah Shtei Alechem, but there's no zecher for Chag HaShavuos. The Torah isn't talking about Atzeres Chag b'fnei atzmo. Helek v'kviyat Yom Tov zeh kashur v'karuch b'kviyat Pesach. If ken ein tachlit b'kriyat parshat moadim be'atzeret shezkuka l'kiddush b'kedushat Yom yuchiyatet u'misuyemet. ולכן קבע המשנה כי כל הבחור מתאים לפעולת הקידוש על ידי הקריאה שבפרשה זו של חג השבועות בוקר ועולה ועשית חג שבועות להשם אלוקיך ממיסת נדבת ידיך. שלוש פעמים בשנה יראה כל זכורך את פני השם אלוקיך בחג המצות ובחג השבועות ובחג הסוכות. קריאה זו מטביעה את חותמה על עצרת כרגל בפני עצמו, עם קדושתו המסוימת ועם ייחודו. לולי פרשה זו הייתה עצרת נשארת כהמשך הפסח ללא קדושה עצמית. So the difference between Shavuos and Emor and Shavuos and Re'eh is that Shavuos and Emor isn't a holiday b'fnei atzmo. It's just it's a yantif, but it's not one of the three regalim. It doesn't have the same chashivas. Whereas in Re'eh, it's mamish one of the three regalim. It has much more chashivas. So when Chazal chose which day is going to be Mekadesh Shavuos, they chose the parsha that talks about Shavuos as an independent holiday. And the other question we asked, why does the Mishnah use a different lashon benogea l'Rosh Hashanah? It says we read b'chodesh hashvi b'echad l'chodesh. Why don't we say we read Parshas Mo'ados, like it says about Pesach and Sukkos? So we can answer this kasha based on what we said. Chalukah kriyat Rosh Hashanah mikriyat Pesach v'Sukkot. There's a difference, a fundamental difference, between the reading on Rosh Hashanah and the reading on Pesach and Sukkos. In Shloshes Regalim, Chovas Hayom Chola Al Kol HaParsha, the Tzibur has to read on Pesach, not only the first parasha that talks about Pesach, all the parashas of Modos, also the other Regalim. But on Rosh Hashanah, the Chiyuv is only in relationship to the parasha that talks about the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. So we read as part of Seder Hayom, the Parshas Hamo'adim, all the Parshas Hamo'adim. Shekol zman shenu korim al achad Hamo'adim korim haparasha kula, ve'eini kolelet chovat kriyat yeter parashiyot haoskot b'shar yamim tovim. Omnam bevadai shebezman ha-mishna yu korim b'rosh Hashanah at kol haparashat Hamo'adot b'mizgeret kriyat chameshet hakruim. ממש כפי שהיו עושים ועדיין עושים בפסח וסוכות. ברם אופי הקריאה בראש שנה שונה לחלוטין מזה של פסח ושל סוכות. ברגלים אלו הפרשה כולה הייתה בבחינת חובת היום ממש וקריאת כולה מעכבת, ואילו בראש שנה עיקר הקריאה הוא הקטע עוסק באחד לחודש השביעי ורק הוא מעכב. שער הפרשה רק נקראת אגבו במסגרת סידורת דיומה כדי לאפשר קריאת חמישה גברי. When it comes to the other holidays, you're reading the parsha, and the whole parsha is ma'akev. And Rosh Hashanah, the whole parsha is not ma'akev. Only reading about Rosh Hashanah. The only reason we read about the other mo'adim also is in order that we should have enough for five people. But the ikar is the reading of Rosh Hashanah, not everything. That's what's ma'akev. In the other mo'adim, you have to read everything. But here, you only have to read about Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? So it would appear that Shloshta Rigalim, even though Mehem Meavim B'chalotan Kviot Miyuchadot V'yesh Lem Kedushot Nifradot, so they have their own Kviya, they have their own Kedusha, but they nevertheless are dependent on each other and they combine into one unit. Everybody needs their own, every holiday needs their own Maisa Kiddush, but every Kiddush is also going to impact on the other regalim. The Jewish people are Mekadesh, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, as one of the three regalim. And the Torah says, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yira Kol Zechurcha, B'Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, Shalosh Regalim Tochog Li Bashana. Yi Efshar Ledaber Al Regel Echad, Ela B'Tzeruf Im Yeter HaRegalim. B'Shah Shekovim Kol Echad, HaKviyah Kolelet Gam Et Yeter HaRegalim. כל אחד ואחד צריך להיקבע ולהתקדש במסגרת שלושת הרגלים. They're all interconnected. All the regalim are interconnected. So when you're Mekadesh one, you can't talk about one without the other two. One unit. The Rambam enumerates Re'iyah, Chagiga, and Simcha as one mitzvah benogeh l'shloshta regalim. Whereas when it comes to Malacha, he enumerates separate lavim for the Chagim and the regalim. So we see from this that the connection of the regalim to each other moves on two poles. One, they have different kedushas, and therefore when he talks about the lavim, he enumerates them separately about the malachas. And it's also one kedusha, kedusha achas, and therefore when he talks about the riyach, hagiga, and simcha, it's kedusha achas. V'lachen, v'pesach v'sukot, en chovat hakriya v'hakviut mugbelet le'inyan ha'yom hu belvad, ela mekifa hi et shlosh ha'regalim. So on Pesach and Sukkot, it includes all three regalim. The Chovas Kriya and Kviyus is not only about that day, it's about the whole framework of the three regalim. And therefore Chazal were metaken that to read the whole parash of Modos is all Chovas Hayom. But the Rosh Hashanah is a special Kviyus, a special Kedusha. And therefore the Chovas Hayom is only about Rosh Hashanah. Raya l'davar, look at the Chasimus HaBracha. Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. That's on the regalim. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have a different Chasima. So you see, Sheyesh, Futner also talks about the Pachad Yitzchak, Shtei Malachot. You have the Shloshes Regalim, and the Yom Noroim are a different parasha, a different Marechet, a different system. Ruimanu be'alil ki biyachas l'kedushat yom avim rosh shana v'yom kippurim kol echad b'fnei atzmo yechidot nifradot be'ot she'shloshet ha'regalim mishtalvim b'ma'arechet achat ba'alat kedusha mishutefet. So the three regalim are a part of one unit, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are separate. They have their own special kedusha. So, Baruch Hashem, we learn Yisodos Neflai Mamish Advarim Misukim Advash V'Nofes Tzufim. And Beritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we would like to be Zocha to continue in the next shir, to continue sing Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.